in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the good news hour greets you once again. Your speaker is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and I shall ask attention, please, now to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, and we shall read beginning at verse 1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks, and so on. You may read the rest of the chapter at your leisure, and I'm sure you could do it to profit. Now, in our last broadcast, we called attention to two outstanding men long ago who were unconverted, and not only were they unconverted, but they were working against the cause of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you perhaps noticed in this ninth chapter, and about verse 2, we read to you a statement something like this, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if they found any of this way, whether they were men or women, they might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Well, the two men that we called attention to in our last broadcast, namely Gilbert West and Lord Littleton, who were definitely opposed to the Word of God and to the cause of our Lord Jesus Christ and were working hard at it. However, these men, as we pointed out to you, met, and they decided that each one would write. And, of course, they did not intend to write in the favor of, and the one, Gilbert West, was to write against the resurrection, and Lord Littleton was to write against the conversion of Saul. Each turned to the Scriptures and gathered all their evidence, and when they came together to compare notes, each admitted the veracity according to the Word of God in favor of their respective subjects. And I'm sure there would be a great deal others today, many, many men, and even sometimes women who are opposed to God and opposed to His precious Word and who write against precious and outstanding truths, and it is because they do not know the Word of the living God. Yes, we thank God for His holy, precious, and unerring Word. You know, after all, our Lord Jesus Christ said when He was here upon earth, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. And there's no life apart from the Word of the living, true, and eternal God. Men and women who get saved, they get saved by the power of the Word of God. They're born of the Word of God, of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, as it is spoken of in 1 Peter chapter 1. And then he says, it liveth and abideth forever. Now, certainly we're living in a world that is subject to change. And my, what was regarded in a few years past as stable as the rock of Gibraltar has perished before our very eyes. And so, I'm sure my listeners today are anxious to know where you could find something solid, something sure, a foundation that will not give way. Well, friend, there's only one foundation that will rest secure and has stood the test of time and continues to stand the test, and of course it's the solid rock, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, after pointing out to you that these two men who wrote upon their respective subjects, namely the resurrection, and it was Lord Littleton who wrote against the conversion of Saul. That is to say, I mean he had in his mind to write against it, but after investigating the Scriptures, he bowed to the truth and owned that Saul's conversion, though miraculous, was outstanding and real. And so, we're going to say a little now about the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. And I'm confident that I have pointed out again and again that the last time an audible voice was heard from God from heaven directly was when Saul of Tarsus was on the road to Damascus persecuting those that he describes of as those of the way. And he thought of them as heretics. But the voice from the excellent glory spoke to Saul of Tarsus and said to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Or says someone, was Saul of Tarsus persecuting our Lord Jesus Christ? Well, he was in that he was persecuting his dear saints, his dear children. And they are surely the very apple of his eye, dear to the very heart of our God. And if you've trusted Christ, if you've received him as your own personal Savior, you could not be nearer and dearer to our God than you possibly are. You're just as near as his own dear son. However, I want to point out now some simple things in regards to or in connection with the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. And I may say, and I have pointed out, that your conversion may not be as spectacular as that of his, but it certainly will be as miraculous. For every true conversion to God is a miraculous, nothing less than a work of the living and of the true God. And so we're going to see what the apostle did. Now, in verse 4 it says of him, he fell to the earth, and he heard a voice and said unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And so he was a bitter opponent. Saul of Tarsus, who became the great apostle Paul, was a bitter opponent of those of the way, or of the true Christians, the believers, those that were born of the Spirit of God. But I'm glad to be able to tell you that he was brought down. And so, everyone that gets saved, everyone that's really converted to God, is brought down. You must be brought down before you could possibly be brought up. Now, many years ago, when Dr. Torrey was preaching the gospel in London, vast crowds were gathering to hear this dear man of God preach the simple word of God in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And at this particular service to which I refer was a mother and a daughter. The daughter was a very worldly young woman, fashionable, and a society girl in every sense of the word. She heard this dear man of God preach on the third chapter of the Epistle to the Romans, and she didn't especially appreciate. However, after the service was over, the mother and the daughter went up to shake hands with this American evangelist, and the mother apparently enjoyed the clear exposition and the truth that was pressed upon hearts and consciences, and so she congratulated the doctor on his message. And the young lady, the daughter, said, well, I don't know that I could just exactly go along with you, for you see, after all, I personally have had good bringing up, and the message you gave tonight would be certainly a message that would meet the need of the slum in the slums of this great city, but as for myself, it seems so far beneath me. Well, said the doctor, if you ever expect to get to heaven, you'll have to have a good bringing down. And so Saul had a bringing down here, and we see him in this chapter, and in verse 4 it says, he fell to the earth. He fell to the earth. I wonder if you have ever been brought low in the presence of God. Have you been brought down? You know, the Word of God is a great leveler, and it humbles men and women too. And so we have, after all, then, what he heard, and then what he saw, and then what he said. And, you know, after all, it's important to hear what God the Lord has to say. And it's remarkable how the Word of God can change, and does often change, the thinking of men and women. We may have exalted thoughts about ourselves, and we may be able to boast of distinguished ancestry, maybe even of blue blood that courses through our veins as we think. But so far as God is concerned, we must be brought down as was Saul of Tarsus to own and face the fact that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I'd like to have you see what he did now. In this same chapter, it is said in verse 5, and he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And I want you to know that you can never be really, truly saved without acknowledging Jesus Christ as Savior, Jesus Christ as Lord. And he'd like to be Lord in that life of yours today. And one cannot but think of those words that's found in Romans chapter 10 and 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus Lord, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, just a moment. I should like to remind you that after our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, God raised him from the dead, and he was exalted to the highest place in glory. And the Word of God tells us that he is now both Lord and Christ. Let me ask you, is he Lord in your life today? Have you owned him as Savior? Have you owned him as Lord? Oh, you cannot get along without him. It's possible to do without a great many things that we think we cannot do without. But let me tell you, you cannot for all eternity do without him. You could not afford to. And so now, just as you are, just where you are, if you would say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I trust you as my personal Savior. I own you as the one that died for me. I now trust you as Lord," and his word for it, "thou shalt be saved." Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Then you'd be as Saul was. You could become a true witness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we thank you for listening in, and we trust that what you have heard will produce something for the glory of God in your life. If you haven't trusted him, trust him now. If you're his, then give him the chief place in your heart. We'd like to hear from you. Drop a line, please, in care of the station to which you have been listening, or you can write to me personally, Evangelist John A. Horn, 817 South 7th Street, Atchison, Kansas, and the zip code is 66002. Now, we have your interest at heart, and we'd like to know if you're receiving help and if you're receiving blessing, and if we can be of further help, just drop us a line and we will reply at once.